Hello everyone, in this topic I'll explain to you how you can flash OpenBeacon, aka OpenBK7231T, to a LEDVANCE Smart Plus, aka Smart Wi-Fi Plug AC28208. Personally, I would estimate that the difficulty of flashing OpenBeacon to this device is rather high compared to other smart plugs, so you might want to reconsider. Anyway, make sure to read this post completely before you start, and make sure that you understand all steps of this instruction, and know how to perform them. I do assume at least some basic soldering and programming knowledge from your side. Be sure that you have the following materials available, ideally before you start. Otherwise you might find yourself with a half-disassembled device, and have to get creative, because you are missing some hardware, software, etc. I know. What I am talking about here, slash, materials, cutter knife and spudger for opening, Raspberry Pi or similar Linux device with SPI interface, must be able to run HID download Pi, and of course, you also need a recent version of OpenBeacon. Soldering station with a fine tip, solder, maybe flux, 6 jumper wires, with one end to solder and the other end to plug onto your Raspberry Pi pin header. Step 1. Open. To open the device, you will need to use a cutter knife, some force, and a lot of time. Turn the device upside down and you will see where the two pieces of the housing have been glued together. You should use your cutter knife to separate both on all four sides, and if possible, in the corners as well. Once this is done, use your spudger or your cutter knife as well, if you are adventurous, to pry open each side. Just a little will be enough, but especially the corners can be quite difficult to separate. Here you can see my smart plug glued back together. The marks make it obvious where I had to use force. Step 2. Prepare for flashing. Once the device has been opened, you should easily find the blue board labeled WB2S is the one you need to flash. Regretfully, the pins required to do an UART flash are not accessible at all. Neither is it possible to desolder the board, unless you desolder the main PCB first. I opted against that option because I did not want to mess with the 220-volt main electricity circuitry. Anything going wrong here, and your device might catch fire or you might catch an electric shock once you plug it back in. Compared to that, messing with the 3.3-volt BK7231T IC is relatively safe, or so do I hope. Luckily, there is another, less used but still viable option to flash your device, SPI. And just a lucky, the pins for that are quite accessible, at least most of them. Once I had everything soldered together according to that diagram, I figured that the 3.3-volt power supply had been omitted. Therefore, I give you the complete wiring instructions here. CEN GPIO22, SCK, SPI0, SCLK, CSN SPI0, SI SPI0, MOSI ADC SO SPI0, VBAT 3V3, GEND, ground. For your reference, WB2S datasheet, Raspberry Pi pinout. You will notice that especially the VBAT and GEND pads are really difficult to solder to, because the main PCB is in the way. Consequently, after I barely managed to solder the VBAT pad, I cheated a little and connected the ground via other means. It turns out that the metal case, protecting the actual IC, is grounded as well. I wish you the best of luck with soldering. My initial attempt with only 4 wires, VBAT and GEND, are still missing. And the final version, with all 6 wires connected. If you can't see yourself soldering in the tiny gap here, this instruction is probably not for you. Step 3. Make a backup. If you manage to get until here, the difficult part is over now, unless you are good with hardware and really bad with software. However, you still have to test where your soldering attempts were actually successful or whether you have to try again. This is easily done by running the HID download Pi utility to create a dump slash backup of your device's flash memory. This will dump the flash memory, starting from address 0x0 and up to 0x128000. You might want to dump more than that, but since this port,